6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon, and it's Friday, February 25th, 2022. Dave Krieger with you, and we are in Central Time for those of you dialing us up right now on the radio or streaming live on the internet at thepowerhour.com. We thank you so much for joining us for this particular hour. You know, there's something really strange that I find, and that's, you know, how tough it is to get into the music business. And you try to do every single thing you can. I mean, there's a lot of musicians out there. I myself am one. I play guitar and keys. And the thing is that I just kind of like, man, it's a tough business to get into. And then when you finally get there, then everybody all of a sudden is your, besides you being your own worst critic, which is half of most musicians' problems, is we're not always happy with the music we create. But when we do create something that's a hit, all of a sudden, now they're sanctioning us. Well, in this day and age, I've got two gentlemen on the phone right now from the other side of the pond that certainly are going through this craziness. Even though that seven Brits have filed an international criminal court complaint against Boris Johnson, and all of a sudden now all the restrictions have been lifted, apparently that has not stopped the chart action of this particular song, which was climbing, and all of a sudden it isn't there anymore. And we're going to get to the bottom of this here, in this half the hour. Martin Noakes and Mick Chaves are with us, the creators of these particular songs. The one I'm talking about now is Killer Killer COVID Mad Mix. And it was number 26 on the chart, and all of a sudden, poof, it's gone. Welcome to the show, fellas.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, you know, I know you guys, I mean, I looked at this production. This is some huge stuff. You guys spent a lot of time putting this thing together. How'd you come up with this?
Well, the words from the tune are from my vlog, my daily vlog. I do a video every morning updating people in the UK of what's going on with the COVID scam. And Martin watches my vlog and asked me if he could sample my voice. So I thought he was just going to use one or two lines. And then when he played it back to me, it was Killer COVID. And the whole song was lines from my vlogs. So obviously it's not me singing, but they're lines from what I have been talking about. And the way he's put it together is very good, very catchy. But it's also a very strong message as to what's been going on with the COVID scam over here in the UK. And it's probably been going on pretty much the same around the world. But Martin done all the technical work. I just sit back and talk.
Well, for sure. And I mean, it's pretty dynamic. I'm going to let our audience, 844-769-2944 is the number. I'm going to let our audience listen to this clip from Killer Killer COVID, which was number 26 on the charts. And all of a sudden, poof, it's gone. Now, I do understand that you have versions on YouTube and SoundCloud. And those are still there, right?
Yeah, yeah. The song's still available, you know, in some places to download. But as far as the chart history goes, like you said, it just vanished. We entered the chart at number 26, which is a huge chart entry, really, you know, in the UK chart. To come out of nowhere for an unknown artist and then to go straight in at 26 was massive. But then, obviously, someone listened to the lyrics and thought, whoa, we can't have that. And then they just deleted it completely. It didn't go down the chart. It just vanished.
Yeah, I mean, somebody made a phone call, Mick. Somebody made a phone call. The song was number one on the Amazon charts for 5 days, number 11 on the iTunes chart for a day. And all of a sudden, you know, you get into the charts at 26, which that is huge in the UK charts. And, of course, you're right about the fact that they start listening to the words and somebody made a phone call. Let's listen to this. Folks, you tell me what you think of the song. Go ahead and roll the clip, Todd.
Hello, good day, and welcome, Michael Manuel Chaves. Chaves from the mic.
Mike.
Yeah.
Killer, COVID. Killer, COVID.
Here's the thing, guys. At the same time, they're trying to sell me and you our first injection, whilst they're saying, oh yeah, you'll have your first and your second, but they'll not work, so you'll need your third. And then your fourth, and then your fifth, and then your sixth.
It doesn't protect you against catching the disease, and it doesn't protect you against passing it on.
I'm coughed out. I'm not getting that.
Killer, COVID.
The ones who had COVID and didn't have bad symptoms, they said, well, yeah, but if I hadn't had the vaccine, it could have been a lot worse. And then those who ended up quite ill said, yeah, but if I didn't have the vaccine, I could have ended up in hospital. And those who ended up in hospital said, oh, yeah, but if I didn't have the vaccine, I could have ended up dead. And those that ended up dead said, oh, no, they didn't take a walk. I did, they got their diet. COVID. Hold on a minute. Why don't doctors want to take this injection? Why don't nurses want to take this injection? Why don't paramedics and midwives want to take this injection? You'd think maybe that would make them question. There are millions of us. The resistance isn't Michael Manuel. I'll show you. No, the resistance is bigger. The resistance is millions of people. We want the up. We're winning this.
COVID. Yeah, I really think that last verse got it. Guys, I think the last verse is what I think got him right there, because they're listening to the words. I mean, you guys are spot on with this information based on all the research that I've done and our listeners. We have a very, very solid audience that's totally behind everything we're saying. And we've had America's frontline doctors on this program. And, if you virtually are echoing every single thing that they're saying. And so I can understand why they would pull the plug on you. And once again, folks, we're going to actually put the link on the email blast. If you want to go download it, we're going to provide you with a link so you can actually go download either of the versions. And so, yeah, you can definitely tell Mick's influence and Martin's mix capability. I mean, that was just totally awesome. It's a great club hit. You get any club airplay locally?
You know what? We don't really know where it's been playing. It's quite big across Europe, in the non-English speaking countries of Europe. Because I don't think the people that have put it on the radio over there actually understand what the words are. So they just like the tune, I think. So, but yeah, the actual words, you know, Martin made it very clever so that we could get that message out to like hopefully millions of people. You know, the stuff that's been going on within our government, within our National Health Service, the way he's worded it, the way he's put the bits together, we can get that message out, but in a way that people want to listen to it. You know, if you sit and talk to someone and try and tell them the story for 10 minutes, they switch off. But a 3-minute record, and they're like, oh, wow, is that true? Is that really true? And that is exactly true. Like you said, that's what's happening in the UK. It's what's happening around the world. And so using the medium of music, which is Martin's speciality, we're able to reach a lot more people. And the record has reached more people than my Telegram channel could ever reach. You know, I only reach a few thousand people a day, but the record, I think, has reached tens of thousands of people. And now you're playing it, it's probably reached a million.
Well, so let me ask you a question, Martin and Mick. How the reaction that you've been getting locally from your listening base and from the people that you talk to? I mean, obviously, when they hear the song, what do they think? What kind of reaction are you getting?
It's quite strange, actually, because most of the people that listen to the record are within what we call the resistance over here, which is people that are not taking the vaccine. And our government like to call us anti-vaxxers, but we like to call ourselves the resistance. Most of the people in the resistance love it, but I've played the tune to a few people who have been double jabbed, you know, have had the vaccine and have followed the government narrative. And they're like, hold on a minute. That ain't true though, is it? That ain't true. And you heard in the song, it's got Boris Johnson himself telling the country. He came on the BBC over here in the UK and he told the whole country that it doesn't protect you from catching it or spreading it. But everyone still rushed out and got the vaccine. So when you play that to people who have been double jabbed, they're like, there's a realization that they've been conned and lied to. You know, and we've been trying to tell them that for like 2 years, but then a record, they hear it and they're like, oh my God, I didn't know that. So, you know, it's worked wonders in that respect. So we've got a lot of positive feedback and a lot of shocked faces from the people that have been vaccinated.
Wow. You know, and see, the thing is that, you know, with reading the document that was filed with the International Criminal Court, and then the day after that thing went public, all of a sudden Boris Johnson lifts all of the restrictions in the UK. And I'm looking at John O'Looney's, he's a funeral director, and I'm reading these stories about them pulling blood clots out of people's legs, after they've died in autopsy, and these blood clots are the length of their leg. They're like a giant worm. And I mean, we're seeing video of this stuff, and I'm like, I really think that a lot of people out there, I mean, half the time these embalmers can't even drain the blood out of the victims because it's so thick because of what the jab has done. And so, are you guys going to do a sequel of this with all the new info you're getting? That would be my next logical question.
It's funny you should ask that, because we were listening to your last person you had on, your last guest, and the story she was telling about the firefighter. This is going on over here in the UK. People have been going into the NHS in the United Kingdom, the National Health Service, and expecting treatment, and instead of getting treatment, being put on a death pathway. Over here it's called the Liverpool Pathway Plan, and it's effectively murdering people with midazolam and morphine until they pass away. So if you go into hospital in the UK at the moment and you're over the age of 50, you're not expected to come out alive, and they put that down as a COVID death. Well, that's the thing that's been really bugging me at the moment, and the same with Martin. And we're like, how can we tell people what is happening in the UK at the moment? And from judging from your last guest, it's happening over there in America. We are making the next song about the midazolam murders.
Thank you.
That's what the next tune's going to be about. And Martin's come up with some great stuff. Because obviously you can hear my voice. I'm not conducive with singing. My voice can only carry in a certain type of music. So Martin's gone for an option with the music, whereas I can actually get the message out there. People can understand what I'm saying. I'm talking a serious point, but it's a very high-spirited tune. But I'm talking very serious points in it. And it talks about the midazolam murders. It talks about what's going on in the NHS. But mainly it talks about the one who we feel was responsible for the whole thing. And that was the health secretary who originally ordered 4 years' worth of midazolam to get used within a few months. But he's since got replaced. He's replaced by someone else. But he still has blood on his hands. So although he's not the health secretary anymore, he's still responsible and played a huge part in the murder and what became the COVID scam, because there was no COVID deaths in the UK. They were all murdered with midazolam. They were put on ventilators and they were murdered. And the elderly people in the old folks home, they were murdered with midazolam and morphine. So we both feel very strongly about it. We're both very passionate about that. So that's what our next song's going to be about. And we think the style in which Martin's created it, that it could be even bigger than Killer COVID. But Killer COVID got to number 26 in the UK chart. I don't think they'll even let this. I don't think they'll let this one see the light.
Yeah, you know, and guys, I'm not sure. I mean, this is a genius idea you came up with about putting this stuff into the mix, and then I hope that you use the term Nuremberg in there somewhere in your new song, because I think these people that are all involved in this thing need to stand before another Nuremberg trial and have to own up to this and get prosecuted accordingly. So I'm hoping the International Criminal Court is going to do something with this lawsuit that was filed by seven Brits, which, you know, I read it and I'm just like, oh, it's about time. So, we've been pulsing a lot of what has been happening in the UK because our own CDC and NIH are not disclosing any of the stats. I mean, they're literally covering it up. To the opposite end, what's going on over there with the morphine and mirfazolam, and all the, and saying it's basically, oh, well, COVID killed them, and knowing what they actually did so that they could gin the numbers upward to show that COVID deaths were skyrocketing when they knew otherwise. I mean, to me, you're right about the murder point. And I think that the more that you get these songs out there, no matter how you get them out there, people are going to start paying attention. You guys are going to be superstars in their minds.
Well, the aim is definitely to get the message out there. You know, like with Killer COVID, so many people that were not part of the resistance didn't know the facts that are in Killer COVID. And I think there's an awful lot more people in the United Kingdom and around the world that do not know that these elderly people were actually murdered. They were put on a pathway to death when there was nothing actually wrong with them. And I say elderly, not even elderly. I'm talking about anyone over 50 in the UK got a do not resuscitate on them. And they started using morphine and midazolam. So the subject matter is incredibly touchy. It's incredibly evocative to people, you know, to actually try and convince people that their government and their National Health Service were complicit in murder, you know, and then to try and get that into a format of a song, which you want people to listen to. You want people to like the song, but also listen to the message. So it's a very difficult line that Martin's balancing, to create a song that people want to listen to, but has got that very, very important message in it about the murders that have gone on. And yeah, we want the Nuremberg trials to happen. You know, to be honest, I'm not going to hold my breath, right? I think these people are going to take their money and disappear into the sunset. They've all made a killing out of the COVID. And, you know, I'd love them to all come to trial, but I'm not sure that that's going to happen. I'd love to think it was. You know, we had a crime reference number. People reported the COVID deaths in the UK, and we were using that crime reference number to try and shut down vaccination centres in the UK. One or two people were successful. I personally, I've done it a couple of times, was unsuccessful. The vaccine centre stayed open. And we've since heard from the Metropolitan Police that they're not investigating the alleged crime of the damage done by vaccine. So, you know, whether that's true, you know, whether it's the police are generally not investigating it, but I never actually believed that they would. I believe that they're all Freemasons. They're all part of the cabal. They're all part of what's happening to us. And so to expect them to turn on themselves wasn't very likely. So I think it's actually down to us, you know, down to us as individuals, down to us collectively, people like yourself. Get this message out there. Wake up as many people as we can before it's too late.
And we certainly appreciate you guys doing that. Here's the thing. With the little time we have left, this is one of the first clips that I was sent, was the one about the 9/11 song. And what's amazing about this thing is we're talking about false flag. I mean, it's like history repeats itself. And folks, all my listeners out there, you understand, you are hearing this testimony from two gentlemen who are over in the UK that are hitting this thing head on. They've got somewhat different circumstances, but it's all the same end result. They're trying to spread fear. You know, it's the authorities that are trying to spread fear. These guys are trying to wake people up, just like we over here on this side of the pond are trying to wake people up. So, you know, I got to hand it to Martin and Mick for doing what they're doing. I mean, to me, they're national heroes over in the UK. But this one song that I was first introduced to, Martin was interviewed about 9/11 Building 7, WTC-7. I'm sure most of you remember that, and all the gold that was in there, or allegedly in there, that all of a sudden disappeared. And the thing is no plane hit WTC-7. And the funnier thing about it, and the strange thing, I guess you could say, is that the BBC was reporting that WTC-7 had collapsed 30 minutes before it actually happened. Somebody actually did the time sequence and figured all that out. And so we have this other clip. I want to play just a little bit of it while we had this. But this was did Joyce play that when you were on with her?
Yes. Yes, she did.
She played a bit of it. Let's refresh her memory and just give me about a minute of that clip.
She played the whole thing, actually.
Oh, did she? Well, I'd run out of time if I did that. So let's just refresh everybody's memory because I want to say goodbye to you guys. So go ahead and roll, Todd.
There's a million reasons why I don't believe it. There's a million reasons why it can't be true. Open fire, can't melt steel. It's not hot enough. It's nothing new, it's not a mystery. Check out the Reichstag, Germany. There's a million questions still. Yeah.
right, there we go. A little bit of 9/11 Building 7. So, Martin, what inspired you to write that? I mean, obviously, you have a lot of the same questions that we, the people over here, have, but you are the one that actually wrote that song and got it out there. Where did that song go as far as chart action and whatnot? Was this something that was just kind of like shuffled around in the network, or did it actually get the same kind of rating?
Funny enough, that song is in a film, a proper feature film that was premiered at the Cannes Film Festival in 2016. My wife and I went to the premiere, and that film has won something like, last count, 21 awards, global awards. So it's a Romanian film, put together by the top producer of films in Romania. So it's a very big song now, but probably more so in Romania than anywhere else, actually. But yeah, I was aware of 9/11 on the day. I've been a big follower of a person called David Icke over here who's been talking about this kind of stuff for a long time. When it happened on the day, I think it was a Tuesday, I was in London with my wife, and I said to her, this is not what we're being told it is.
We all know that. Martin, Noakes, and Mick Chaves, thank you so much for being on our show. We're going to look forward to hearing your next creative piece, and we'll have you back on. Thank you, gentlemen. You're heroes in my book. You're rocking everybody's world today. We'll be back after this short break here in the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Stay with us.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Friends, and you are my friends. Yeah, it sounded almost ministerial there. 31 minutes after the hour of 12 o'clock, it's Friday, February 25th, 2022, for those of you listening live. The telephone number to call, 844-769-2944. You see, there are people all over the world that are protesting what is going on, and they're trying to get the word out. Even though they're being censored, the fact is they're still trying to get the word out, and I'm looking forward to hearing from the next song that they do, and I really do hope that they stick the word Nuremberg in there. I really do. All right. We turn to our local news. We've spent a lot of time. Here's the thing about what's going on with the White House. They want to stick their nose in again in a situation that obviously Sleepy Joe has an interest. And the reason I say it is because of the little utility his son was involved in over in Ukraine. So they're recruiting for Operation Ukraine Support, seeking to divert Customs and Border Protection officers from the U.S. southern border to Europe to help process U.S. citizens fleeing from the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Wow, what a great way to disable our own border for the sake of helping someone that Hunter, your son, wow. I mean, you know where I'm going with this. Well, here's the thing. The chair of the Senate Intelligence Committee on Thursday, yesterday, elevated questions about whether a Russian cyber attack could trigger an Article 5 collective defense response from NATO and thus set off a broader war. Now, this is Mark Warner from Virginia. He's a Democrat. Commenting to multiple news outlets just after Russia launched a military attack on Ukraine and continued cyber attacks. What happens? In light of all that, you know, Senator Warner has a lot of reason to worry. And I'll tell you why. What happens when the Russians start cyber attacking America for standing with NATO in this? Again, the guy in Washington, D.C. at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, to many of us, appears to be sticking his nose in where it really doesn't belong. And the rest of his administration is going to get us back into another war we just got out of. Willie in Vermont, welcome to the show. What say you?
Oh, I'm the guy that called about 6160 when it first came on. Do you remember that?
Right.
There's a guy up here in Vermont. His name is Kevin Hoyt, H-O-Y-T. He's investigating the pedophile rings across the country, and he's run for governor. You could find him on Kevin Hoyt for governor, I think. I never tried it, but I know he's available. I'm a blues singer, and I've been around since 19. I've been playing around since 65. I'm 72. I recorded an album in 96. Called Everlasting Tears, and we had songs on that. Everlasting Tears is one, but Living in the Heart of Deception, Dollar In, it's about the money system, Read Between the Lines, and another one called Heart of Deception are on that album. They're all about living in a criminal world and how criminal everything is.
No doubt. Hello? Well, you know, yeah, you're definitely, how did the people react when they listened to it? Did they sympathize with you? Did they empathize? Did they think you were right on at the time they heard it?
Well, most people thought they still think, a lot of people I know think I'm a lunatic. I wrote a song in 1989. I'd been listening to Chuck Carter for several years, and I wrote that.
For the people.
Living on the border of the New World Order.
And, that's good.
Yeah. But we're not on the border anymore.
No, I think we're trying to get our way out of it. I think we've gotten stuck in quicksand and we're trying to find a tree branch somewhere.
Yeah, you might be able to find it on the internet. I don't have, I only have like one copy, but it was for a London company, JSP Records. I think they're defunct now, but there are people still trying to sell it.
Interesting. But, all right. Well, there you go, folks. Something to look out for.
Well, I'm listening to you today on 6160.
Hello? Okay. You're on 6160. Great.
But while you were saying it was on all the time, they were only putting it on Monday and Wednesday and Friday. Tuesday and Thursday, it wasn't on that frequency.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. I'm glad you alerted us to that. Our producers made a note of that, just as you said it. So we appreciate your input on that, Willie.
Are you going to stay on this frequency or?
Well, that's one thing I got to talk to the producers about, and we'll let everybody know as soon as a decision gets made. But we appreciate your input. Thanks so much for your call. I want to talk about DeSantis signing this controversial bill. You know, we talked to Brooke McGowan earlier about this, granting immunity to hospitals against lawsuits related to their treatment of COVID-19. According to DeSantis' office, Floridians have been bombarding his office asking him to veto the bill because it's offering protection from lawsuits only if medical providers follow government guidelines for treatment. This is craziness, folks. You know, for months, the governor has said he wants legal protections for doctors, allowing them to provide what they feel is best, even if they don't align with what the CDC is saying. To address the problem, the administration told the Epoch Times the State Department of Health would be updating its policies to expand freedoms in three areas related to COVID. One of the updated policies will shield doctors who offer medical treatments they feel are best for their patients and not forced adherence to guidelines by the CDC. The new policies will buck CDC guidelines by also eliminating forced masking of employees, reducing COVID-19 quarantines in schools, childcare centers, and workplaces to 5 days, and adding treatment guidelines, empowering healthcare practitioners to follow science and not the status quo, according to the office. In a news release they prepped for everybody, Florida Surgeon General Joseph LaDapo was confirmed less than 24 hours earlier by the legislature to guide the state's medical policies, and he told Epoch Times the new policies would partly address what made hospital immunity so controversial, this bill. So I know that this has really been a crawl with a lot of Floridians, but after hearing Brooke McGowan, it's like, and Grace Shara's father, Scott, it's like, all right, why are we letting these hospitals get away with this? Why? We have doctors out there like Dr. Syed Haider. And he has built a website called mygotodoc.com. And the reason that he did this is because he's a COVID expert. That's all he does. He has treated, seriously, 40,000 patients plus. You know how many deaths? Zero. You can call and register on his phone, on his website for free. You can ask questions forever and ever and ever, and they connect you to pharmacies that will ship you a full 28 doses of ivermectin for less than anywhere else online. And the reason that all this is happening is because of the CDC and everybody else blowing Omicron out of proportion. We already know it's like a common cold. It's milder than Delta, and we're looking for endemic, not pandemic. But I've got friends that are still getting sick. The high-risk patients need preventative treatment, or at least meds on hand. This is what Dr. Syed Haider does. They want to start treatment right away. They don't want to wait for weeks and weeks and weeks, like what happened with Brooke and everybody else, and Scott with his daughter. They want treatment now. So Dr. Syed Haider is actually loading up your medicine cabinet so you have it at the ready. Low-risk patients, they often benefit from these off-label meds because they can prevent long COVID. Now, anybody that's had COVID that has brain fog and stuff like this, I mean, you know what I'm talking about. And part of the problem is trying to find an online doctor you can trust who knows COVID, knows what it is. He's not a prescription factory because most big pharma doctors just throw whatever, hoping it sticks. They want to know where there's a pharmacy that's going to dispense this stuff that isn't going to charge an arm and a leg, and they're going to get it. They're not going to be given a hard time when they walk to the counter. But a lot of you are. A lot of you go there, and they look at you funny when you say, well, I'm here to pick up my ivermectin prescription. We've kind of eliminated all that. And this is one of the reasons Dr. Syed Haider built something big on this website, mygotodoc.com. You want to go there or call 281-219-7367 and get the scoop on this. We turn to another issue that's going on right now. That is what's going on at the gas pump. The world's top oil exporter, Saudi Arabia, has repeatedly said it wants to be the producer that will pump the very last barrel of oil. Until that time comes, the world and its growing economy is still going to need oil and gas, even as renewable energy capacity soars globally. But record high gas prices past $100 a barrel. There's a lot of reasons for that. The sole focus of renewables is a mistake, said the most influential oilman of the OPEC Plus coalition. Net zero does not mean cherry picking. It doesn't mean zero oil. Now they want to shut down the coal industry. They want to shut down the oil industry, but they don't have a solution. They don't have an alternative. Their alternative energy sources are years away from actually gaining ground, from doing anything, from actually being productive. Even solar is still expensive. I've asked some solar people to sit there and come up with something that is economical, and I want something that doesn't sound like a sales job. And this is what's happening all over America. Now, the solar industry might take issue with me, and I don't care. Let them. Let them come on the show and tell me just how efficient their solar panels are and how much loss in performance they have over time, why they only have a 25-year lifespan, and why the bloody cost of these systems. I mean, I said, okay, I have this much, like 50% of my roof can have a solar panel on it because it gets direct sunlight. The rest of the roof is clouded by shade. So what do? They send me a complete diagram with 47 solar panels on it with an inverter and all the other little gadgets and the battery and claim that, oh, this is it. This is the cat's meow with a $47,000 price tag. Excuse me? Wow. Now, you know, I'm not a big fan of Tesla. Their Powerwall it sucks. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Elon. I know you moved here to Austin. I know you've got a new Tesla plant coming up, but your battery is not the best battery in the world. I've already seen all the reviews. I've studied this stuff religiously. I'm not convinced. You're going to have to do better, especially when that guy in Finland totally destroyed his car after finding out he was going to have to pay $22,000 for a new lithium battery for his car. I'm sorry, Elon. That's the way it is in my book. You can come on the show and you can talk about how wonderful and you can extol the virtues of your Tesla. I'm going to give you the credit of the doubt. I'll give you the benefit here, Elon. I have driven one of your cars. So has my wife. We're absolutely blown away by it. But then you got to look at the serviceability, how often you need to replace the battery, the computer gadgets, how often you're going to run out of juice and have to be towed. I hear horror stories from towing companies. You know, you can't put these charging stations everywhere. We're not to that point yet. And again, when you try to take away everybody's oil, we're already in an oil-rich society. We have so much oil reserves in this country alone. And before the 2020 inauguration, we were doing phenomenally well. We had very low gas prices. We were energy independent. And all of a sudden, now we're in oil hell. A new rent report just released by Rent.com indicates that 95% of U.S. states faced significant rent increases over last year. The cost for one-bedroom units increased by an average of 22.6%. It's almost a fourth, folks. While two-bedroom units experienced rate hikes of around 20.4%. That's a fifth. This information coming from Rent.com. This is an online apartment search engine that caters to millennials who, you know, most of these millennials as well as Gen Zers they're totally immersed in technology. This is one of the reasons why if we ever had an EMP attack, these people wouldn't know what to do with themselves because they wouldn't be able to access any of their electronics. They would go crazy. They'd be killing themselves en masse. This is what happens when you get addicted to your cell phone and you're all thumbs, texting, texting, texting. And then if you're sick, you're sexting. You know, hey, you know, before you think about pulling Anthony Weiner, think about what the consequences are if you didn't even have a cell phone. We got along without cell phones for quite a while. How many of you have a landline out there? Dave in New York, you have a landline?
No, they kind of like took it away. They pretended that they were going to leave it, but they've, you know, it all has to go through a tower now, no matter what they tell you you have.
Oh, no. All right. So what's on your mind, sir?
You know, you're talking about songs, and you're probably familiar with The Road to Hell Part 2 by Chris Rea, R-E-A.
Yes, Chris Rea, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, and if you remember that, you know, the perverted fear of violence, you know, not the light of joy I know, you know. See, they've already had us with this perverted fear of violence that's going on, you know. And it chokes a smile on everybody's face, and the common sense is ringing out the bell. This ain't no technological breakdown. Oh, no, this is the road to hell. And all the roads jam up with credit, and there's nothing you can do. It's all just pieces of paper flying away from you. Oh, look out, world. Take a good look. What comes down here? You must learn this lesson fast and learn it well. This ain't no upward mobile freeway. Oh, no. This is the road to hell. That's kind of like
sounds to me like
up.
You're reading the lyrics.
I could actually sing it, but I don't want to, you know.
There you go. Hey, all of your critics would be calling the show. I did that once to a guy when I was DJing in Tyler, Texas on a country radio station late at night. He was obvious he had just left the bar. He decided to call in and sing a few. So while he was singing a few bars, I turned on the tape and recorded him and told him I was going to play it over the air. And when I played it, all the girls were calling up and, I mean, just bashing him to kingdom come. It was funny. So anyway, all right.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, so, I just wanted to get on to the graphene oxide in the air and the water again a little bit.
Okay.
Because I watched it yesterday. We had like a brief thaw and the water was coming out, and I already knew what I was going to find. But I have a pipe coming away from the foundation, so it doesn't get the, you know, when we have water, it doesn't fill up the basement and stuff. So at the end of it, it looked like there was a little pile of snow there. No, it wasn't a pile of snow. It was suds from that graphene oxide stuff. It looks just like soap. And I've seen it on TV before. You'll see it like a storm drain or whatever, you know, on a street, city street, and it'll look like a sea foam is what it looks like. So when you see that, you know damn well, and I was out there, and I think I told you before, you know, I'm going to get wet one way or the other. So if this stuff is absorbed through the skin, so be it. I'm not going to run around like a scared little chicken. You know, I do have my faith, and I do believe that, you know, there is justice. And if you were fair warned, I think a lot of the doctors right now, their last name should be Meant Well. You know, well, the doctor meant well. They keep changing the rules. Now the masks are okay. You know, you don't have to wear them and, you know, blah, blah, blah. Well, the only thing that I know that really changes the name, as far as if you want to call it medicine goes, is remdesivir. It says, you know, remdesivir, and it's pronounced that way, okay? But once you take it, the pronunciation goes 180 because you pronounce it, your end is near. And I know people that have gotten this stuff, you know, and been had the tube stuck down her throat or lungs or whatever, and you know,
they die.
Kidney turns to liquid. I mean,
yeah,
it's not a joke. You know, there is going to be hell to pay, but we're not going to pay it, Dave.
Yeah, I wonder about that, Dave in New York. Thanks so much for your input, and that is the truth. You know, it does shut down your kidneys, and then all of a sudden, without your kidneys being able to process any of this stuff, all of a sudden, what happens? Your entire mediastinum, which is that area where your heart and your great vessels are, all of a start filling up with fluid, and then they shove a ventilator in you, and you pretty much are suffocating. The lung pressure is increased with the ventilator tube. You've got fluid on the inside, air on the outside, pressing in. Well, what do you think is going to happen when you have that kind of combination going on in your system? The Maine House of Representatives, by the way, has rejected a proposal calling for a 5-year prohibition on all COVID-19 vaccine mandates in the state, which has some of the most restrictive orders in the nation, by a 76-59 vote with 13 lawmakers absent. The Democratic-controlled Maine House voted down the measure. This is a Maine House U.S. Supreme Court denying relief requests from the COVID jab. And so, of course, what happens here? Well, you got Democrat incumbent Janet Mills facing all sorts of opposition. An Ipsos poll shows her job approval has dropped as governor to 48%. Well, former Maine Governor Paul LePage's bid is winning over undecided voters. They are tired of this, folks. We get on to another little issue, which is not in your news blog, but I found it when I was looking through the Florida Sheriff's Association news briefs this morning in my quest for knowledge. And I discovered that there was a gentleman who was a registered sex offender in Fort Myers, Lee County, Florida. He happened to be traveling on the road up in northern Florida in Taylor County. Now, what he was doing, I don't know. If it was speeding, we have no idea right now because the police are still investigating. But Taylor County Sheriff's Deputy Troy Anderson pulled him over on a traffic stop. And as Deputy Anderson was getting out of his car, the registered sex offender suspect jumped out and opened fire, striking Deputy Anderson in the face with a round, knocking him down. Not until Deputy Anderson actually was able to radio for help, saying officer down, they put out a blue alert, which they have only done four times in the county. And the blue alert basically was radioing all other agencies that this incident had just occurred. This is yesterday morning this happened. The suspect then decided that after he shot a cop, he became emboldened and decided he was going to go do a home invasion in somebody's house in the next county over. So the subject, this registered sex offender in Lee County, Florida, is driving all over northern Florida after just shooting a sheriff's deputy, approaches a house up in Dixie County, neighboring near Taylor County, goes over the county line into Dixie County, trespasses on the guy's property, and gets into a firefight with the homeowner trying to kick his front door in. And the homeowner suffered a minor injury, according to news reports. But guess what happened to the subject? He's dead. No more registered sex offender. See, this is what happens when you confront someone that has a weapon in their possession and they're willing to use it to defend themselves under the Castle Doctrine. That's right. We have that. You have stand your ground law in Florida, but you also, in almost every state in the union, have what we call the Castle Doctrine. I suggest that you research it because you just never know when somebody, if all hell breaks loose, like what Dave was just talking about, if all hell breaks loose and they come to your door, are you going to be prepared to take a life if necessary? You better think about that. Seriously, pray on it, stew about it. The time to pray and decide whether or not to exact lethal force in defense of you and your family, the time is not when the guy is kicking your door in. You already need to have your mind made up. That's the way it has to work, folks. We've got some articles that we're posting. We don't have enough time to get to on how to heal post-vaccine and counter effects. We're going to examine a little bit about a Brownstone Institute compiling more than 400 studies showing lockdowns, restrictions, and closures failed to do what is promised. Why are they still being pushed? And, of course, the COVID-19 cases again and hospitalizations are jumping up among who? The vaccinated, according to CDC data. Well, you know, I've always asked about the data. Once again, mygotodoc.com. Do not leave yourself without the supplies you need in the medicine cabinet. If you're a prepper, that's where you need to go to get the supplies. It has been a wonderful time today. We've talked about a lot of stuff, taking your calls, had some interesting topical conversation from across the pond. God love those guys for doing that, because see, without people like them and us and yourselves, our dedicated Power Hour listeners that are out there spreading the word and talking to people, like I said, I just look for the opportunity when I go to a shopping center or grocery store, see somebody without a mask on and go, oh, look, a healthy person, and engage in conversation and see how they're doing. Because most people, they don't even want to know how you're doing. They're just going about their life. See, we cannot be conditioned to continue to behave like this, folks. We got to come out of our slump. So this is one of the reasons why, you know, we say a little prayer every day to bless this country, to bless your life, that you're doing the smart thing and you're preparing yourself for what could eventually happen, because we don't know, as far as what our government has done stepping into Ukraine, what China's going to do, and the fact that we might get cyber attacked and America might get shut down on all of its power grids. Think about that as you prepare. And in the meantime, this is Dave Krieger. We'll join you again on Monday. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America. Who is peeling back the darkness with the burning light of noon? Who is standing on the mountains? Who is on the earth below? Who is bigger than the heavens? And the lover of my soul. I think to God he is Yahweh. I greet I am he is Yahweh. The Lord of all he is Yahweh. Cause of Sharon he is Yahweh. The righteous son he is Yahweh. The free and one he is Yahweh.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, New Mana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.